People We Create.
Ha ha. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. People We Create. A lot of times we look at the people we create and we say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, how could I ever have created such a person in my life? They don't respect me, they don't love me, they treat me with all the abandonment that anyone could possibly have, yet I can't have any others because I don't seem to create any other people in my world. And this person wants me to join them in a new attitude of looking at life, and that's not my way of thinking at all. And this other person wants to tell me all their problems and all their difficulties in life, and that's not my way of thinking at all. Why do I create these people in my world? Why do I bring these people into my world? Why? Oh, ho, ho, we ask that question, don't we? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you go into a game and play the game, a game of tennis, for instance, and you play against a partner who is inferior to you? Well, that doesn't excite you. You play against someone who's equal to you, and that's not a challenge either. It's a win-loss. And then you play against someone who's better than you are, demanding the finest and the best out of you, demanding the highest and the most wonderful of your talent. Well, this is us in creating people who are not necessarily beneficial to us. We are creating someone who is doing their thing and who is in the process challenging us, challenging our morals, challenging our ethics, challenging our values, and challenging us in every possible way. And we say, I don't want to associate with him. I don't want to be part of him. And that's good. You don't want to associate with that attitude of them, that part of them that is contrary to who you are. That's true. You don't want to associate with them. So you do associate with everyone on earth because you can't get away from it. We might as well create them in our light, in our best. So here this person has an attitude that they can go out and cheat and steal and be peak talking about other people, gossiping. And that's not our way at all. And so we say to ourselves, that's not our way at all. Now that's not bad repeating. That's not our way at all. Now we don't say that to them. We only say to them when they gossip, we say, I wonder, that person surely must have a mother someplace, or a father, or children, or husband, wife, or whatever, or that person must have some quality that brought them this far in life, and it must be pretty good. I wonder what they think about life, what they think about happiness. And of course, once you start looking for people's values and people's benefits, then you begin finding them. And you say, well now, why did that woman come into my life? Oh, she is just talking about everybody else, always running somebody down. And then you just say to yourself, do I listen to her? Obviously, I do, because I know what she's talking about. So instead of listening to her talking about her gossip about another person, say to her, well, Margie, what wonderful thing has happened in your life today? She said, well, I want to tell you about Mary Jane. And, well, no, what wonderful thing happened in your life today? I'm sure, what the heck with Mary Jane, she's doing her thing. But what is the wonderful thing that happened in your life? Get them talking about their personal life. Get them talking about themselves. And get them talking about the wonderful things that have happened. And whenever a negative thing comes up, just say, yeah, and what other wonderful things happened, you know? Well, and then don't let the negative come up. Now, if we do that with these people that we have created in our world, pretty soon they will not be gossiping to us because they know we don't hear it. They will not be talking evil with us because they know that's not in our vocabulary. It's not in our world. You see, we create these people in our world, even as bad as they are, quote, quote, only for the reason of allowing us to hear only the good, to hear only the pure, to hear only the true. And as we work on these aspects, we find that these are pretty wonderful people, that they do have values. That's why they came in our world in the first place. But they came in the second place as a challenge to us to see what we really believe. Do we really stand up for the principles of what we believe? Do we really? One woman called and said that her boyfriend was a rotten apple, that he swore and did bad things, and he was just putting her down, and he was knocking her around, and he was being very unkind to her. And then later she said to me, "I can't get along without that guy. He's so wonderful." And I said, "Well, why don't you create some others?" "Well, I have, but none of them are as magical as that guy is." "Oh, he's magical, is he?" "Well, then let's start remembering the only things we ever talk about that guy is how magical he is, how wonderful he is, how magical he is, how wonderful he is, how magical he is, how wonderful he is." And Pollyanna? No, hardly. So each week that I talked with this client, each week I talked with this person, they were telling me about this man. And they were telling me about his foibles and his problems. And each week it became less and less and less as I drew her into telling me what are his good points. And today when I talked to her, she was telling me about his good points. And she was telling me he is a wonderful guy. And he is thoughtful and he's gentle and he's kind. And he doesn't swear anymore. I said, "Hey, I don't want to hear what he doesn't do. I want to hear what he does do. Does he tell you beautiful things? Does he whisper sweet nothings in your ears? Is he a fantastic guy?" "Yes, yes." And she went on and on. And only a short time before, that was not her opinion. She wanted him because she felt she needed him. Now she creates him in her image, and she enjoys him in her image. You see, people are in our world because we create them there. And just like we create combatants in our chess games, in our other games that we love to play, so we create people as combatants in our mental experience, in our mental game of being positive, being uplifting, being true. Our original purity and integrity always under fire, but always coming forth, standing forth, wonderful, pure, and true. This is who we are. This is what our life is all about. And this is all that matters. And not another thing in the world matters. So, this is what is for us to be concerned with. This is what is for us to look upon and to know upon. And this is what we like to be. And so, do that today. And as you do that today, realize that everything you do is wonderful and beautiful and perfect, just like you are, just like I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.